Thank you for calling Unified Group Services. One of our receptionists will be with you shortly and will transfer you to the appropriate contact. You may also visit unifiedgrp.com to view claims and benefits information online. We look forward to assisting you in just a moment. Thank you for calling Unified Group Services. One of our receptionists will be with you shortly and will transfer you to
Unified Group Services. Carly, how may I direct your call?
I just want to connect with the claims department.
What are you looking for today, sir?
Actually, I need a follow-up on the reprocess claim.
Okay. I will get you over this time, but make sure that's what you're asking about, because if you ask about claim status or eligibility status, we do not get that over the phone. We do. They will send you over to the web portal. What's the group number you're calling about?
Group number means?
The group number for the patient, or the first five of the member ID for the patient, please.
It's 44250.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome to the Claims and Benefits Department. Benefits quoted are not a guarantee of payment. Please hold while you are transferred to a claims account manager.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. My name is Jay. I'm calling from a provider's office. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, can I get your name first?
I'm Jennifer.
Jennifer, okay. Yes, Jennifer. I'm here to get the confirmation that we submitted the primary EOB over the fax and email, right? So I need confirmation that it will receive at your end, and what is the status?
What's the member's ID number?
It's going to be 44250-041-100.
And the name?
Name is Megan Kilbridge.
And what date of service?
2/28/25, and the billed amount $110.
When was the primary EOB sent?
Submitted on 8/6/25.
No, it has not been received.
But I have a confirmation letter from your side that the EOB was received at your end, and I spoke with the Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking in our system, and I do not show that it was received.
It was submitted on the email ckleplo@unifiedgrp.com.
Okay.
Did you check that?
I don't show that it was received. If you can send it again, I will reprocess it.
It was already submitted 2 or 3 times, and every time I get the response that it was not received at your end.
There's not much I can do about it, except the fact that you can try to submit it again.
The fax was successfully sent, and you stated that it was not received at your end, so that's why we sent over the email.
Right, I understand that, but again, I don't have it. I can't miraculously make it appear. You're going to have to send it again.
But Charles, but Jennifer, the Charles confirmed the sent the confirmation email as well that the EOB was received at your end.
I don't know what to tell you. I do not have it. I'm the claims account manager for this group. I do not have it. If you will submit it again, I will be happy to reprocess the claim.
Could you please confirm email is correct? It's C4Charlie, K4Kilo, L4Lima, E4Echo, P4Papa, A4Alpha, D4Delta, L4Lima, O4Oscar at Unified, UNIFIED GRP.com. That is the correct email?
That is his email. I'm happy to give you my email if you want to send it to me.
Mm-hmm. Can you please send it?
Sure. My email is J HENDRICKSON at unifiedgrp.com.
Let me repeat once. It's J for Juliet, H for Henry, E for Echo, N for Nancy, D for Delta, R for Romeo, I for India, C for Charlie, K for Kilo, S for Sam, O for Oscar, N for Nancy at unifiedgrp.com. That is the correct.
That is correct. Yes, that is my email address.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm the claims account manager for this group.
Okay, and is there any facilities to connect with the Charles so I can confirm with them as well?
Is there any what? I'm sorry.
Is there any possibility to connect me to the Charles?
No, he's not available at the moment.
Okay, and could you please confirm the fax as well? It's 765-608-6689.
That is correct. That's our main fax number.
Mm-hmm. And what attention I have to add?
Just put it to my attention, Jennifer H.
Jennifer H. Okay. And what is the call reference number?
My name and the date.
And Jennifer, can you confirm one more thing?
Sure.
Is there any claim reprocess after the date 7/25 of 10/25?
No, there's not.
Okay. And could you please confirm the denial reason? What is the exact denial reason?
That we need the primary EOB.
Okay, that is the denial reason. Okay.
Yes.
Not an issue. Also. Oh, wait. I can see in my system that it was denied as non-covered, isn't it?
It's denied because we don't have primary EOB. It's not a non-covered service. We'll cover it once we have the primary EOB.
I'm just confirming because it was posted as non-covered in my system.
That is incorrect.
Okay, not an issue. Let me send the EOB to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.